This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A fortune. Tens of dollars on the line. This is like inheritance. This is a meager college fund with $13.87 in it. Does Jared Ruderman own a hooded sweatshirt? I would have said no.
Casual Friday Ruderman. Is it a 106.7? The fan hooded sweatshirt he was given by this radio station.
Yes and yes.
Okay. Then that's the reason he owns.
I felt like it would have been like, no thanks. I have a button down here that's checkered. And he would have worn that instead.
You can call us at 800-636-1067. We want your takes on Ezekiel Elliott. You can also tweet us. I'm at Grant H. Paulson.
I'm at Funny Danny.
We want to know what you think of this development that supposedly the only person at the league office during the investigation to interview Tiffany Thompson, the ex-girlfriend of Ezekiel Elliott, found that he shouldn't be suspended and passed that along to higher-ups. And the report says that she doesn't think that even got to Roger Goodell, which is staggering and a problem for the league. Guylo Ren on Twitter. As I've said before, I'm aware the NFL is a joke and does itself no deeds when it comes to these investigations. But they have all the control, so it doesn't matter. They want Zeke suspended, and suspended he will be for all six. There's nothing anyone can do about it. I think that that is, while maybe a slightly overstated, 90% true. They may knock it down a game or two, but he's not getting out of this. My brother has him in fantasy football and texted me this morning. I made fun of how early he took him in our league that drafted last week. And he texted me and said, still making fun of me? Looks like I'm going to be golden with Ezekiel Elliott. Well, settle down a little bit. It looks good right now. The league still has to play ball here. It's still their ball. They can take it and go home if they want to. All they have to do, Danny, is say, you're still out six games. And that's what will happen. Remember, at this point in the process for Tom Brady last year, a lot of people felt like he was going to get off or at least reduced down, and
well,
it didn't happen.
Well, remember, as the appeals went, he played under that for a full season, and they couldn't figure it out. And then ultimately, the punishment got reinstated, and the league patted itself on the back. So what the union is doing is the right thing for a union to do. They're poking holes in the due process. And that matters in a court of law when it comes to regular defendants. But again, this is not a court of law. This is the NFL and their CBA and who can punish who and whatnot. If there's a rumor about something, they can decide to punish somebody. They can punish a guy for a drug offense simply because he skips the test. See Trent Williams. They have their own set of rules that you sign up for. You're more than welcome to walk away. I don't know how this is going to end. I really don't. I could see them trying to play ball and Elliott's side being like, no. I don't want to reduce it to four. I want a zero, the same way Brady did. And the NFL simply saying, we're going to keep this going. I mean, they've got an injunction filed against them. The whole thing's a mess. Joe Lockhart, the NFL spokesman, said this today. They're trying to create a grand conspiracy story where none exists. Bold claims on both sides. They're setting in for the long haul. Yeah. This is going to be another long haul thing.
The league is digging its heels in on this. Maybe this will end up lingering like Brady's did forever.
I really think it will.
I mean, I was told by a high-ranking person at the Players Association that this would be resolved by the start of the year. They'd be very surprised if it wasn't. Maybe that's not going to be the case.
I really don't think it will.
Jonathan in Woodbridge, not to be confused with Jonathan Solano, the former national. First of all, Jonathan, turn your radio down. I'll put you on hold. We got to get that radio turned down so we can talk to you. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Good.
I think that just like Brady, it will have a year gone by before they find a resolution. But I think the league is going to try to make a point and maybe suspend them for 6 or 8 games.
How could they go up from here, though, when they already listed it at 6?
Well, I was thinking maybe just to make that strong point to steer other players away from doing that.
I appreciate
Thank you, bud. They can't go up. Now, they're going to fight for 6. I'll tell you that right now. And I firmly believe this. Again, I have not read this anywhere specifically. This is a Danny Ruhier opinion, and you can mock it if you want. I really and truly believe the difference in this case is simply the victim cooperated with the NFL spokesman or the NFL investigator. And because of that, they're trying to encourage that. And I understand the line of thinking. It just ends up looking very clumsy and awkward. If you're going to push all your chips in, you better be sure, I would say, before you start falsely accusing somebody, because this could follow you around for the rest of your life. Let's say, for the sake of argument, for a moment, that Elliot is 100% innocent. I'm talking about no wrongdoing. This is just a quote-unquote crazy person that's made up charges against him. If the NFL's pushed all their chips in, this is maybe one of the worst things that they've ever done.
Right.
The opposite side would be true. Let's say that Elliot is 100% guilty, and this is not just a crazy person. The NFLPA trying to discredit the witness, which is not a practice that we should be encouraging in this country. Then the NFL, you know, again, if they don't go hard enough, would look terrible.
Yeah.
So they got a lot on the line here, and their biggest difference here is that Tiffany Thompson spoke to their representative, where that hasn't happened
but
before.
But all it takes is a little bit of evidence that Ezekiel Elliott hit her, assaulted her, there was domestic violence. It doesn't matter if she was texting, which we know she was, one of her friends about extorting Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep.
Doesn't matter if she was saying that they could get new fake boobs with the money they could get by leaking a sex tape if he didn't pay her.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what kind of character she has. If he was engaging in domestic violence and hit her, that is all that matters from the league's perspective. And they obviously have evidence, or else this wouldn't be happening, that happened. And if it did, you can't be furious at the league for how they handled Ray Rice and all these other situations, and then also be apoplectic at the league when they go six games for Ezekiel Elliott because they, quote, don't have enough evidence. Like, the same people that were mad about the Ray Rice thing, why'd you need to see the video? Why is it two games for this and four for marijuana? Now they go six games for a guy they think hit someone, and we got a problem with it.
Right.
So people have to start making some sense of, in a situation where you're never going to have 100% truth and facts from both sides of the aisle, how the league needs to go about this, because you either want them to be cautious and over-suspend guys or under-suspend people who might be doing wrong.
I keep reminding, they're not an investigative body. They rely on goodwill of participants.
Alex, D.C.
Hey, Grant and Danny.
What's up, man?
Actually, Grant, I kind of agree with what you just said about this whole situation. We've got to give the NFL a little bit of credit here insofar as we got to assume they have some evidence that something bad happened here. And once we get there, I totally disagree with the take here that they have any interest in spending one of their best players for six games next year, right? Like, he's a superstar in the league already. They don't want to suspend the guy. They have something on him that shows that something really shady happened here. And once we get there, we know that a suspension is warranted. And to me, that's kind of the end of the story here. Domestic violence is a serious issue that goes way beyond, you know, hipster hot takes on sports and stuff.
We
completely agree.
Of course.
I think it's a good call. What is their benefit? Why would they bring this on themselves? It's a black eye for the league,
mm-hmm.
pardon the pun, but it is.
Yeah.
This is a problem for the NFL when one of your best players, who's going to have a 12-year career ahead of him, and every time he scores a touchdown and every time he amasses a big gain, someone's going to say, is that the guy that got in trouble and suspended six games for hitting his ex-girlfriend? That's not good for the NFL. They're not going to bring this on themselves if they don't need to. Why would they?
Precisely.
Scott in D.C.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Hey, bud.
I think the NFL should do what, I mean, any other job in this country would do and treat him like an actual person instead of treating him like he's in the NFL. I think he should be suspended without pay until they figure out a resolution. It's the only job that you can get away with this crap and still get paid and still tentatively keep your job.
Thanks for the call. I don't know if that's true. I mean, just putting ourselves in that situation, if you had an allegation against you that you say was unfounded and incorrect, and it was still ongoing, and charges, by the way, were dropped because legally they said there's not enough evidence against Danny Rue to convict him or even bring him to court, would you lose your job here? I don't know that that's completely true.
Man, it would depend. It would, honestly, like, I have no illusions. If it was bad enough PR-wise, then maybe. You know what I mean? Like, that's happened before. And I know it sounds fatalistic, but yeah, I mean, if the answering of questions constantly about the sort of the pall that would hang over you is, you know, less valuable than whatever services I provide, I'm sure that could happen.
And for clarification's sake, when he is suspended, that's unpaid suspension.
Right.
So if that's a six-game suspension and it comes down, that's six games where he's not being paid. I think to the point of the caller, he's saying, well, he may not have to actually serve the suspension, and that's something that's still to be determined. An NFL agent who's going to deal with cutdown day like the rest of his peers who work in the Players Association will join us next. Andy Ross actually has a few Redskins on his catalog of players this year. We'll ask him how this year's new cutdown day going from 90 down to 53 is going to affect the guys around the NFL. Grant and Danny on the Fan, that's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.